Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go on the Devil Radio website. You know, all you really got to say is, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. That's all you have to do. Before the website, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then it's enabled, and then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio, and you can use our app, and you can take us with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, be sure to click on Support Devil Radio. It's a link. Many of you asked that we put it on there. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day attacking our elections, our democracy, pushing the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice in opposition. Appreciate your support. We go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Hey, first off, the music there, that was what they used to play for the Ed Schultz show when he came on the air. That tune there. So that kind of brought a little smile and tear to my eye because he has gone on ahead of us. But I mean, it's just ridiculous that no control on the firearms. Yet you can be fined for actually saying words that don't really hurt anybody, that just say they cause little ears to burn and people to get upset when you use the George Carlin list of words that you can't put restrictions on firearms. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And for the whole threat thing, I imagine, you know, that these people that aren't getting punished severely enough for threatening people at school board meetings, I wonder what would happen if you went into a Republican caucus meeting there and issued the same kind of threats. I imagine that the punishments issued to you would be far more severe if you did that kind of thing rather than at a school board meeting, threatening, you know, going to a Republican meeting with zip ties in your pocket and some manifesto you had come up with. That I imagine you'd spend a little time, more than a little time in jail. That it is just ridiculous that it's not taken seriously enough. And Republicans, you know, like you said, you know, and I don't know that there are any, given the opportunity, I think that they would round people up and put them in camps. I mean, because they've actually talked, you know, some of them actually talk about doing that kind of thing. That it is just, but then accuse our side of, you know, either communists, you know, and they don't even know what communism actually means, the definition of it. They don't know what the definition of socialism means, that the technical definitions of what those words mean, but they throw them out there and assign them to our side when their side is far more authoritarian and has more dreams of domination than anybody currently on the liberal side, from my perception.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something else. When it comes to communists, Vladimir Putin was a communist. He was high up in the KGB, and then when communism got put aside for 10 years under Yeltsin and Gorbachev, he simply became an organized criminal. And Donald Trump has been funded by him and other oligarchs over there for decades, subservient to him. If there's one party that's subservient to a communist, it is the Republican Party through Trump to Putin. So, no, you're right. And some of these things, you know, if you use the word marginalized community or, you know, racial discrimination, 10% of the funding for your school district goes away. And you're what? You're supposed to put out a manifesto and tell every middle school teacher teaching history, every high school teacher, here's what you can say and not say. What if a student says it? This is really right out of communist Russia in the old days, or communist China now. The Republican Party is the one that has the communist characteristics, and that is very sad. We've got to fight back. Many of the people who vote for it, they're good people. We're all Americans. Many of us are veterans. We all work together. But the truth of the matter is the hierarchy of the Republican Party is fascist, authoritarian, and it's getting increasingly so. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Matt, are you ready for the next round of hypocrisy from the national Republicans, both in the Senate and the House? And here's what it's going to be in my mind. With what's going on with Russia right now, if they should get a little more adventurous in the next 2-3 weeks, month, can you just hear them saber rattling, talking about how tough Biden's got to be, this, that. And their guy just opened the door for all of this, every last bit of it. And now they're going to be back hardliners. You just watch.
Right. Well, you know, you nailed it. And in a couple of respects, remember something. Trump was the one who recognized the Taliban. This is Afghanistan now. Did not include the Afghan government in talks and ordered the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists in prisons, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Taliban. They overran the country. Biden comes in and simply withdraws our troops and say, we're done. We've been there 20 years. And they all yell at him. They don't care. You have to understand something. When a Republican criticizes anybody or says anything, it has no relationship to the truth and it has no relationship to the good of the United States. It simply has a relationship to how you can weaken the Democratic Party and keep them in power. That's the only thing to look at. The only thing to look at when it comes to Russia, glad you raised that. Russia right now has well over 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. The Ukrainians then put troops in eastern Ukraine closer to the Russian border to counter it if they come in. Then Russia says that's a provocation. That shows that they want to invade us and we may have to do something. Well, to his credit, Biden and then Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and our EU allies are pushing back hard against Russia. They sent fleets into the Black Sea, through the Dardanelles, through Turkish territory right now. And we have destroyers and warships in the Black Sea. And we should. Russia is getting very, very nervous. It would be very similar if there were Russian and Chinese ships in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. So too bad. This is a country whose economy is the size of Italy, even though it's a far bigger country. You're talking about Russia now. It's one that had democracy for roughly 10 years under Gorbachev, and under Yeltsin, really. But remember, it was run by czars for 1,000 years until the czars were overthrown during the First World War. And then it was communist until 1989, 1990. They tried for independence, democracy. It didn't work. You had somebody like Putin, a communist, senior officer in the KGB, who engineered a series of bombings in Moscow, of Moscow apartment buildings, and claimed the Chechenian Muslims did it. So he had to crack down. And then he suspended democracy. That is what has happened. When you have a country that's been ruled for over 1,000 years, in essentially slavery. They were serfs for 1,000 years under the czars and then a few aristocrats. And then the communists were the aristocrats and the rabble were the serfs. And now under organized crime, the organized criminals led by Putin are the aristocrats and everyone else are the rabble and the serfs. Breaking out of that, you have Alexei Navalny, who's a great guy, he's in prison. There are people who could do it, but there's no real history of private ownership over there or civil liberties of any sort, unlike ours, which goes back to 1788, George Washington gets sworn in. Before that, 1776. So that's what you have over there. Now, what's going to happen is Sergei Lavrov, he's really the Secretary of State, he's the head foreign minister, met with Blinken and talked to Blinken and basically said, all we want is an assurance that Ukraine will not join NATO, won't be permitted, and you'll stop interfering in Eastern Europe. And they said, drop dead. Why did they say drop dead? I don't think there is a plan to bring Ukraine into NATO at this point. But the point is the Ruskies occupied Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. They occupied Hungary, the Czech Republic. They occupied the Balkans. They occupied Ukraine. And that all fell apart in 1989. And people like freedom. We are not going to let them retake Poland. Poland, until about 1795, included Lithuania and Ukraine. Did you know that? Lithuania and Ukraine were part of Poland. So he can't go, okay, well, I'm going to take over Lithuania and Ukraine and technically not Poland. Oh, really? No, no, you're not doing that, Jack. You are not doing that, Jack. Here is the difficulty. They have nuclear weapons. We have nuclear weapons. So do the British. So do the French. it's a disaster if they get launched. They can't get launched. How much poker can you play at a lower level? They and China have been attacking our satellites. They bombed one of their own satellites with a missile, Russia did, blew it up, and that put space debris in almost perpetual orbit, interfering with other satellites. It jeopardized the International Space Station to the point where the astronauts had to get in their vehicle and get ready to leave it. We told them not to do that again, but they've already done it. China did it in 2005. Now they attack it with cyber attacks, and they maneuver satellites close to ours to try to jiggle us out of orbit. They interfered in our elections in 2016 and 2020. At some point, you don't want nuclear war, but what you can do is this. We can shut them down economically tomorrow. They're pathetic. They're an international beggars. They have a tin cup, and they're sitting on the corner begging for food money. What they have is natural gas and oil. The problem there is Europe needs a lot of it. If they were cut off by Russia because we shut Russia down, where are we going to supply them? That has to be taken into account. Saudi Arabia has to have a garrote around its neck and strangled, made to produce what we tell them to produce. But we could shut down their natural gas coming from Siberia tomorrow. We could take them off the international banking system. Then some clerk in some province tries to cash his check and the bank goes, no, I can't. Why not? You're a Russian bank. Yeah, but we are pathetic. We're tied into... There's so much we can do to them. Boycott them. Squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them. They must be informed that they cannot invade Poland, Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. They can't go back into Hungary. They can't go back into what was Czechoslovakia. Now it's split in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. They're not doing it anymore. They're unaccomplished. They haven't done a goddamn thing since the 19th century with Dostoevsky and Pushkin, Mussorgsky and Tchaikovsky. And for the 20th century, it's all been victim stuff about the gulag. They are worthless and useless. They're good people. I've met them. I've been there. I've been to Moscow and St. Petersburg. They're human beings, but they have a criminal government. We're going to a break. I'm getting carried away. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.